Is he kosher enough for the sacrifice of the red heifer? Also, is this disastrous American eclipse history about to repeat itself? And megachurch pastors admit affair, plus baptisms at the beach. I'm John Matarazzo, and this is CharismaNews.com's top stories of the week. Just days ago, the Temple Institute in Jerusalem posted on their Facebook page a picture of a boy who is unnamed for security reasons, and it's making us wonder, is this the man who will sacrifice the red heifer? In their post, they say that this Cohen, or a priest from the line of Levi, is fit to perform the red heifer ceremony. Now, he has met the highest level of requirements for purity according to the Torah. He was born at home, according to the Temple Institute, and has never been inside of a hospital, having never contracted an impurity imparted by contact with a corpse. So there is a lot of interesting things that are coming out about the red heifer, and we're going to continue to keep you updated about this. Now, our next story here is megachurch pastors, plural, ousted from ministry after a fair admission. Now, two megachurch pastors have come under some hot water after it was discovered that they were in an affair together. Corey Turner and Stacy Hillar of Numa Church, they have stepped away from their positions after engaging in the affair. Their ministry credentials have been temporarily revoked. So definitely pray for that church, all the people that are affected. Pray for their respective families and how they're affected as well. This story is just a reminder to keep your pastors in prayer. Cover them with a hedge of protection. And here we have an encouraging story where Waves of Glory, a former witch, baptizes 200 people at Easter Sunday service on Clearwater Beach. Jenny Weaver and her core group gathered together on Clearwater Beach and had a mass baptism service there on Easter Sunday. This article includes some links to their post from Jenny Weaver Worships. And you can see some amazing pictures of some very happy people whose lives have been changed because of Jesus Christ. And they're outward a sign of an inward decision of getting baptized. And so we are grateful to be able to report about such a wonderful thing that is happening right there on the beach. With all the talk about the eclipse on April 8th, it has really made us wonder, has this ever happened before? Have eclipses ever made an X like this over a particular place, over a particular country? Michael Snyder breaks this down in this article, What Happened the Last Time Two Eclipses Formed a Giant X Over the New Madrid Fault Zone. Now, he actually looks at some historical eclipses, one going back to 1806 and then the completion of that X in 1811. Now, he says that there was also a comet making the headlines over the nation as it raced across the heavens approximately 3 months after the giant X over America was completed. Cataclysmic earthquakes began erupting along the New Madrid fault line. So there's a lot of historical interesting things that you need to go to this article to read all about it. The link for this is in the description, as well as everything is at charismanews.com to be able to find that. Now, our top story right now is back with the red heifers. Now, the Temple Institute reveals path ahead for the red heifer ceremony. What actually needs to happen? We know that we have the red heifers, but what is going to happen next? With the purification ceremony, people are wondering what is going to actually take place. And so this is going to address some of those questions, how it's going to be happening, where it's going to be happening, and maybe even when it's going to be happening. These are things to be keeping an eye out for, and this article will help you understand more about it. So go to charismanews.com for more stories and stay up to date on what's happening in your world from a Christian